Daredevil is in the new Spider-Man. Charlie Cox has already shot all his scenes. So that was actually kind of quick. I think he was only on set for about a week, but he's already wrapped. Outside of that, only other thing that I've heard them talk about is Feige's leaning to be a little bit more open towards putting Black Widow on Disney Plus, depending on how the pandemic stuff goes moving forward.
Yeah, you still got a while.
Date that they were shooting for, it's already looking like that's probably not going to happen. Even with the vaccines and all that, barring the majority of the world gets vaccinated by that point in time, they decide to reopen everything. Probably going to have to push the date back further, and it's starting to get to the point where you got to make a decision. I said it should have been Disney Plus by now anyway. And I think Scarlet's pretty much done after this because they've already kind of leaked that somebody from that movie is probably going to be taking over the mantle. So I think they should just put on Disney Plus, get out of the way, especially since everything this year is pretty much going to be Disney Plus outside of Spider-Man, WandaVision, then Falcon Winter Soldier, then Loki. I want to say I even heard She-Hulk might be done by the end of the year. So
any images about that? Because I got a bad feeling about that.
Which one? She-Hulk?
Yeah, I mean, I got to see what she looks like.
I haven't seen any images or anything. The only thing that I have heard is Mark Ruffalo's in it. And if I'm not mistaken, Tim Roth is back as Abomination. Those are the only two things I really heard in reference to that show. Jessica Jones, Kristen Ritter's coming back.
They're going to be in Spider-Man or?
No. So my understanding is Charlie Cox is in Spider-Man, is Daredevil. Mm-hmm. Kristen Ritter, if I'm not mistaken, is going to be part of She-Hulk as Jessica Jones. Luke Cage and Iron Fist are still up in the air. They haven't said anything about that either way. The only other one is they've talked to John Bernthal about coming back as Punisher.
I thought he was canceled.
But I'm thinking now they didn't have a statement or react what all was being said online. So I'm going to assume behind closed doors, they're like, look, let this shit die down, just like the James Gunn situation and everything else, and just stick with it. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, at this point, most people liked him in the series and would prefer him to play the role versus recasting it. And Deadpool 3 will be rated R. Feige said that himself. So that's no longer an issue, apparently. They're going to make it rated R, and Ryan Reynolds confirmed it, so there's that. I was wondering how it's going to go, because at the end of the day, it's still Disney. But again, if you're going to use that property, Deadpool's a rated R character. Do not make it PG-13. It's going to suck. It makes no sense. And if you're going to buy every fucking studio out there, at some point you're going to have to make some adult shit too. It is what it is. People still tossing out their ideas on who should play Dr. Doom. Marvel, I think, has talked to some people about Fantastic Four, but they're not saying who. Right now, we got to get through this WandaVision crap and see what happens. I know Falcon and Winter Soldier and Loki are both 6 episodes, 1 hour apiece. And WandaVision, like, every episode is a half hour, 9 episodes. She-Hulk is like 8 or 9 episodes, half hour. So Justice League will no longer be a 4-part miniseries. It will now be one movie.
So it's going to be a 4-hour movie?
Probably. And he's going to drop the poster, I guess, new trailer or the release date in the coming weeks. I've already heard, I think it might be March or April.
Yeah, I thought it was like 2 months away, like maybe something about March 21st. I think James and I were talking about that.
So that was the one thing. Ray Fisher is gone. That's ongoing. It's not just him saying it happened. Both Gal Gadot and Jason Momoa both came out and said, yeah, we can confirm this shit happened. So in my mind, I would think Warner Brothers has a bigger problem, but clearly they're like, look, get rid of this dude and all the chatter will stop and just keep moving forward. But of course, the hashtag thing started. I stand with Ray Fisher and everybody's saying whatever they're going to say. So it was rumored Michael Keaton was coming back as Batman for a future movie, but he already shot that down, said he's doing Flashpoint. But after that, he's not supposed to be back. Ben Affleck, I thought, might be back in some capacity, but he made the comment the other day that Feige...
The MCU is the best cinematic universe.
Yeah, Feige told him to do something, he would just trust it and do it, sort of thing. Which, I don't know if that's necessarily a shot at DC, but it feels like, yeah, that's a big ass shot at DC.
Because Ray Fisher's whole thing was still going on.
First of all, the Sabo character is not that interesting.
He was supposed to be one of the main characters in Justice League that actually propels the movie forward, but they cut so much out of it. I mean, that's crazy.
I think anything about his character is that interesting. So they probably cut it because he's not interesting. Go ahead.
Zack Snyder apparently has all this stuff in the new version or his original cut. That's supposed to make the movie make a lot more sense and give depth to a whole bunch of different people. That's kind of a wait and see thing. I mean, he may say that, and then it'd be like one or two scenes, and you're like, what the fuck was this for? I mean,
yeah, well, you were talking about that other people had a bad experience with Joss Whedon and whoever else. I think there's like two other people that Ray Fisher was also talking about as far as his experience.
Ben Affleck said he agreed.
Well, if Zack Snyder isn't necessarily going out of his way to support Ray Fisher, I guess he's on the side of the studio.
Because he wasn't there on set. Like, Ray Fisher's
whole thing. He was there for, like, the first part of the movie, at least.
No. Like, Ray Fisher's beef is that Geoff Johns, Joss Whedon, and others came in when Zack Snyder left, pissed all over the whole movie. Cut his scenes, cut a bunch of other stuff out of there, and assholes on set. Like I said, Zack Snyder wasn't there, so you got no context.
It's still partly his movie. Like, regardless of what happened with the directing, or who got credit for what, it's still a Zack Snyder film. Somehow, he's a producer on it, and the director. So there's something. There's something that he can do as a producer, if you want to take his role out of it from the director's standpoint. He's on the side of the studio because he's really not going out of his way to say anything about it. Or unless somehow this is all just drumming up some weird marketing, trying to get some attention for this. Cyborg character is not that interesting.
Yeah, they were trying to make him to be the Black Justice Leaguer.
No, technically got Martian Manhunter and...
Who is in the new cut?
John Stewart. Green Lantern.
Fandom will shit their bricks if try their hands at Hal Jordan.
I mean, Hal Jordan right now, that Green Lantern movie is nothing but a meme for Ryan Reynolds just to tear apart.
No, I was saying it was a rumor that Ryan Reynolds had talked to DC and he was possibly reprising the role of Flashpoint.
Why?
I don't think.
I know they're doing the Lantern Corps show for HBO Max, so I don't know, you know, if it's going to be Hal Jordan or who it's going to be. Because they haven't really put out too many details, but Gina Carano, apparently Disney wants to fire her, and Jon Favreau keeps saving her. So I don't know what's going on with that, but
I think that she is going to be safe. I mean, once some of the things politically change,
flip the script, and she would make a congratulatory tweet out there.
Well, I think that the rabidness of shooting down ideas will likely be a little bit less in the coming months. So, like, obviously she has her viewpoints on certain things. So other than just being in a Disney property and people trying to bully Disney into every decision, like regardless of what decision, we don't like Luke Skywalker any longer, apparently, because the internet wants to bully people into believing that Luke Skywalker is trash and he should not be a part of Star Wars moving forward. Like, no, he is Star Wars. But I think she might be safe. But go ahead, Mike.
You know, I guess we're playing devil's advocate. It's the whole free speech thing. Exactly what did she say? If her opinion is that she disagrees with an asshole that you don't agree with, I don't think that's the reason to fire her. Yeah, it sucks. Or you would hope that she didn't have a viewpoint, but then they... She's got her viewpoint. She's a Texas girl. She's from down south. What the fuck did you expect? Came out and said, fuck all black people and I think all the gays should die. Okay, you got something to say in the world. Like, no, we can't have that.
But there comes a time when, I take Robert Downey Jr., for instance. Got no clue what his political beliefs are, what his outlandish beliefs are. Worked with this fan base. Like, he built that Marvel brand.
And plus, he had already had a whole bunch of missteps before he got that particular job.
I was just talking to Beef about that the other day. Do you know that this fool was uninsurable when they did Iron Man?
Yeah. He was like
so much shit, they literally could not get an insurance policy on this dude. He had to do like weekly checkups to make sure he was good or some crazy shit.
So he was sober.
Yeah. I mean, he was into all kinds of shit. I mean, Mike Tyson says he was a wild boy, you know that he was into some shit.
Right.
And I think it's naive of Gina Carano to say she's going to throw out her little statements and stuff. It's obviously causing flack. Now, an apology is not going to work. All it's going to do is just drop blood in the water and they're just going to keep bitching and moaning and stuff. But at the same time, she needs to acknowledge and work and understand that her bread is buttered on the side of that fan base that is a very loud, vocal ones are going to be progressive. They're going to call themselves progressive. And they're going to feel a certain kind of way. You either work with them Or you just say, fuck it, I don't care, wait for them to fire you, and then take the money and run.
I wouldn't even say her hiring for that, or like even some of the movies that she has done was really for, again, political reasons or social or gender reasons. Obviously started out in MMA, transitioned into movies. I mean, some of her movies aren't that great, but I think she has a niche with Mandalorian. It is straight up her alley. She has worked on her acting. She can do action. And I think her character works well in that framework. The people that are against her are just more against her instead of the character. So at some point, you need to separate the person from the character. Bully someone off of a show or try to make the network take her off the show.
See, my problem
is a problem. Go ahead.
Well, my problem is that she's not helping the situation.
I understand that, but as Mike said, that what is she saying that's ultra offensive? I mean, people tweet every day just random stuff, or they show something on Instagram or TikTok and then take it down. So how is that any different? I don't want to see her gone unless she does something egregious like Mike was saying. Like, that's it. I don't want to see her gone. People still don't want Luke Skywalker part of Star Wars. He just keeps coming out.
Yeah, wait a minute. Where is that coming from? Is that for real or?
Well, the Luke Skywalker?
Yeah.
Yeah, some people were upset.
So they said that whole thing about the different factions and the Disney side of Lucasfilms, that Kathleen Kennedy group and the Jon Favreau group, that apparently they're not talking to each other, or they might be talking to each other, or it's all an elaborate joke, but it doesn't seem like.
No, I was going to say, I mean, right now, from what I understand, it's almost like a civil war at Lucasfilm. And even with the fan base, you kind of got two factions. You have people who, despite what all we said about this fucking new trilogy, will tell you it's one of the greatest things I've created. They fucking love it. Rise of Skywalker is a fantastic fucking movie. These people are fucking out of their goddamn mind. Like I said, fucking trilogy is some shit, especially Rise of Skywalker. Now, it's getting a re-release in 2023 in December on Disney Plus. Is the rumor, but it is the Lucas cut. So certain things that I even said should have been in the fucking movie apparently will be in it. So we will see.
Well, if you have less Ray in the movie, that makes it good.
You said, if you put Ray out, that's all that's going to save it.
Now, the only thing that I did hear,
they're going to make Finn a Jedi. You know, I mean, it was kind of like,
everybody did say that should have happened. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say that.
He's horrible.
The only thing that I heard was apparently the Lucas cut that got shown to Kathleen Kennedy that she put the axe to, the scene where Rey sees herself on the dark side, Anakin's Force ghost comes and talks to her and explains to her why she shouldn't go that way. And I kept saying, at the end, at least you should have seen Anakin. I said that would have made that scene at least that much more better and saved that part of the movie. But I think it's, it had something to do with that. It was something else about Kylo Ren's character and the Knights of Ren and certain flashbacks. It's a bunch of stuff that Lucas had in there. She cut all that shit out. And so now they're going to put it back in because, again, Favreau and Filoni have shown that a fucking series is better than this whole trilogy. And Bob Chapek apparently has their ear now. And, well, they have his ear. And he's leaning more towards retconning the trilogy altogether or basically doing what Favreau and Filoni want to do because they've been talking to Lucas. And fuck Kathleen Kennedy said. Now, again, she's still around. That's the bad part. For right now, as far as I know, Favreau and Filoni pretty much have the green light to do whatever the hell they want.
They're doing a good job of it. That's the thing. There's nothing from that sequel trilogy that is marketable that can spawn other properties. There's no characters in that. Like, I'm not going to watch a Finn TV show.
A Rey animated series on Disney Plus. Keira Knightley is replacing Daisy Ridley so far.
What the fuck?
Does that make it better? No.
She doesn't even want to do the voice anymore.
Oh, Daisy Ridley?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. How about just don't do anything with Ray, period? Just take the L and go away.
And you've seen this happen with people with Star Wars before where they kind of get, she's already came out and said she has a hard time finding work now. She might not have any other options, really.
The reason why she has a hard time finding work is she's a piss poor actress. Shit.
I mean, yeah, she's not very good. I'm not sure what Fuck Noodle was thinking about when he hired her.
Are you talking about Daisy?
Yeah, Daisy Ridley is not a good actress at all.
What do you mean? She's about to come out with that movie with Tom Holland.
Where I thought that one got canceled.
Where she can read people's minds.
Without training, right?
James is so mad about that. But I think she just fits into an archetype that a lot of these movie companies are putting out there that's kind of like Natalie Portman-esque looking, and that's the person that they're going to promote. That's Daisy Ridley. I mean, Natalie Portman is a great actress. Daisy Ridley, huh? But people are still trying to get her and to marry Kylo Ren. I'm like, no, you people are stupid and crazy. Adam Driver, I believe, is in a relationship. Leave him alone.
I don't understand the love for the new trilogy at all. I just really don't.
You know what it is? I'll tell you exactly what it is. These new young kids that don't know no shit about Star Wars and like this shit. I mean, there are some old heads that like this shit too, which I question their loyalty. I question their thought process on this. I don't even want to talk about this shit, man. Like, for real. Because I watched that damn movie again. And it's just,
how could you get through the scene where Finn and his crew, happy cowboys, ride on a Star Destroyer on space horses? Like, how could you even sit through that?
The same way we sat through the movie theater, Keith.
Well, no, I was pretty well toasted by that.
I told you. Did you not read my message? I told you I rolled my eyes so hard I was about to pass out on a lot of that movie, man. I was looking like the damn Undertaker and how much that shit was pissing me off.
It was so cringy, man. They were like, let's go. And then it drops down and they ride out with some damn horses. You're like, why the fuck? What is happening? I don't understand what they're doing with this. Like, they rolled out there with some horses, though. I don't even know what they're riding to.
I watched that bullshit again. And I was thinking the same thing. And then I played Star Wars Squadrons, right? And you basically, that's a Star Destroyer that you had to attack, right?
Yes, exactly.
And you see how hard that shit is to destroy that bitch and all that shit on there. You tell me none of those cans could just blow them the fuck up?
The ship couldn't strafe it and just shoot the damn thing? I mean, I don't get it. Like, the absurdity of it. Imagine at the Battle of Pearl Harbor.
They ride in on jet skis.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Like,
they ride in on dolphins.
A better analogy. They ride in on dolphins. I don't know, hand grenades. I mean, what the, like, it was ridiculous when I saw it. It was, maybe we'll watch Solo again. Actually, I could probably watch that again. Rogue, but
you gotta watch Rogue One.
And Rogue One, I'll watch that again.
That sequel trilogy is perhaps the worst thing to ever happen to Star Wars.
This was a very destructive, divisive thing that Disney attempted to force on the people, because again, Disney had to make the movie in a certain format. They did not take the George Lucas ideas about here's the approach to the next couple of movies. So if you're not willing to listen to the person that created this property that now you're just trying to market for billions and thinking that you have a better idea, they didn't have the right people in place. Obviously, one was J.J. Abrams. Hey, everybody, got J.J. Abrams. I think he screwed over Star Trek. I'd like to reiterate that. But they didn't have the right people in place, and they thought their ideas were better. That, oh, well, we're going to have different directors for every movie. We're going to have movies every year forever. And then you also have this whole other High Republic garbage that's out there.
Oh.
There's a lot of stuff that I guess is remnants of their bad decision making that they're still attempting to salvage at some point. I don't think these sequel trilogy movies should be a part of that. So if they're going to do the Veil of the Force or retcon it or do whatever, there should have been a better story rather than this half comedic, half plot hole driven trilogy. Regardless if Carrie Fisher died, there's no saving that last movie. So Rose Seco can have some extra scenes.
That was the worst part. She was all behind it, all the stuff, and her character just like didn't go anywhere. Damn. Like, even Jar Jar got like some redeeming qualities in the last two prequels. Less screen time, but a little more meat in his role. It's just like, damn. High Republic garbage, that doesn't even make sense. What the hell are they trying to accomplish with that? Sequel trilogy was to get away from George Lucas's misstep with having too many Jedi. And now you want to put it in a time when Yoda's young and I guess in his prime, 20,000, 30,000 Jedi running around, no Sith. Thought the whole point was to get away from all the Jedi. Like, they got no clue. So instead, they want to have diverse Jedi.
So the Tano details started coming out, and things like Ezra will be in it.
Is that going to go more in the Thrawn direction, or is that going to be the Mandalorian?
Yes, it is. And right now, the name that's been floated is Robert Downey Jr.
Mm. What is this? For who?
Admiral Thrawn.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. But, you know, they're talking about bringing him back for a couple of movies. Chris Evans coming back. He's going to come back for a couple of small things.
But, God damn, this is called overcompensation. This is overcorrecting.
Well, this is not your Star Wars, Keith.
Yes.
Well, they tried to do that with Star Trek. And I guess we could talk about that next.
you know, let me tell you something like that. Star Trek sucks. Star Trek has died.
Well, they still have that Bold New Worlds, Brave New Worlds, New Worlds, like whatever. Supposed to be coming out. Maybe. Which might seem okay.
No, so the Brave New Worlds thing deals with Christopher Pike being the captain of the Enterprise, and that ends in tears.
Yeah, because like he winds up in a wheelchair.
That ends in tears. Like
he winds up mute in a wheelchair.
He don't mind a mute in a wheelchair. He gets fucked up so bad. Technology in the future, capable of bringing the dead back to life, can't fix him. Shit got that fucked up. Does not end well for Christopher Pike at all.
I guess they'll bring him back, sexy Spock.
Old Enterprise interior, them trying to use an updated. When they did a teaser for it, they started talking about how we listen to the fans. Less dark storylines. More positivity. I'm just like, oh God, that's not going to work.
Dude. Well, they were crying every few episodes on Discovery. Like every episode was like, oh, Burnham needs to cry now. Okay. Now,
what they need to do is hire Rick Berman back. Like, is he alive or dead? Is he still working? Find Ronald Moore. You can do one purely on episodes. I mean, I don't understand why it's so fucking hard. The Next Generation shows. I'm rewatching those. I'm on season 2 now. And season 1, which is arguably the worst of the seasons, was better than Star Trek Discovery. Like, that first season of Star Trek Discovery was good, was decent. Had a lot of promise. Then it just did a flying neck drop on top of itself.